Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. You're dialed, set correctly to USA Prepares. Anything else is imitation. Jason, thank you for engineering the broadcast today. Kathy's with us. Domestic engineering. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are you today?
Kathy, frankly, I'm just sick to my stomach. And I mean that literally. I mean that figuratively. I figured it out. I figured out what happened with the recall in California. I figured out what happened with the White House leaks that Donald Trump was plagued with. I figured it all out. And if it's okay with you, I'd like to share with our class what I figured out. These are my thoughts and only my thoughts. Is that okay with you?
Sure, Vince.
Okay. This is going to be, class, this is going to be very upsetting. Yesterday I was knocked off the air. I was talking about Alexa. I was talking about ANOM, an app, if you will, that was exclusive and cost up to $2,000 every 6 months for exclusive end-to-end private encrypted communications for people who knew about it. It wasn't mass marketed. It was you had to know someone who knew somebody to get this. But it was a communications application that was developed by the Australian Federal Police in conjunction with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And it was touted as, this is secure, this is, you know, if you don't want anybody to know, this is what you use. But it was built by them, and they were in the middle. They built it, they sold it, they designed it. They lied about what it was. They misrepresented about what it was. They said, you know, this is the secure way to go. And actually, it was a pipeline right to them so that they could arrest criminals or people who they thought might be criminals or entrap people who they could arrest later. So we got knocked off the air when we were talking about that yesterday, those things, the privacy invasion, Alexa and its clones, and ANOM. And you can look it up, ANOM, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Gwyneth knew about it. Okay, so let's talk about an election. Let's say there's a recall in a big state, any state, and the guy who was governor did not want to leave his job, and he was going to fight to stay. Let's say the tactics that could be used would be, well, let's fight the number of people who would sign the petition for the recall. Let's make sure that that doesn't happen. But that failed. So now the recall's in motion and it's up for a vote. And it's really contentious because the guy that's governor wants to stay governor. So how can information be used? Well, let's add Alexa and its clones to the equation. Alexa is a smart device that is sold by Amazon. They sold about 100 million or more of these. 100 million of more or more of these devices. And they, you can say, Alexa, how do you spell time? And Alexa can tell you how to spell time. Or Alexa, what time is it? Alexa can tell you what the time is. Alexa, turn on the living room light. And with a smart little blob that is Wi-Fi connected to Alexa, a signal can be sent to Alexa through your house wirelessly and turn on the light. Alexa, dim the light. Alexa, where is my shipment from eBay? Okay. Now, all of this is connected through the Internet. It's Wi-Fi in your home and then connected to the Internet where there's cloud computing and cloud storage. So Alexa is always, always, always listening. And allegedly only sometimes recording. So if you say, Alexa, what is, and then you fill in the blank, then Alexa would record that. Now, how long is that stored for? And when is it shut off? When does Alexa stop recording? I don't know. And neither does anybody who doesn't work for Amazon. Alexa listens all the time. So there's 100 million devices that are connected to Alexa. 100 million Alexas out there. And they're always listening. And they're all recording. Now, let's say, well, you've watched television shows, and you all have, and you've seen where the cops say, okay, where, what's his location? Where's his cell phone? What's his GPS coordinates? Where is he? They know. They know where he is. Now, you could say to AT&T, do you sell GPS location to the police? You know, our local police department, and AT&T can say no. And they can be absolutely truthful about that. What they have is a splitter in their main computerized building in the cities. And what happens is all of that cell phone information goes two places simultaneously. One, to the government repository, and the other to AT&T, for example, or whatever the cell phone company is. So the government, the police have access to that, and they go, all right, where is he? Where is that guy? Where's that bad guy? They know. And then they can say, well, who's he talk to? Because we can figure out what he's doing by who he's calling. So they know where he is. They know what he said. They know his texts. They know all the information that has been requested and from the cell phone and sent to the cell phone and all the texts that go back and forth. They've got it all real time because it's split and it goes two ways at the cell phone company. That kind of explains why there are no warrants for, okay, let's find out what happened with this guy's cell phone. We need a warrant for it. They don't need a warrant. They already have it. All right. So if you know the guy who is running against, the guy who might be recalled, the governor who might be recalled, the government, let's say the governor, has access to all the cell phone records, all the text, tweets, all that, and GPS locations. The governor has access to what is the IP address of that guy's home, the guy who's running against him. If you have the IP address and the cloud has all of this listening, and recording information from Alexa, the plans are all there. The contender who's running against the governor is sitting in his kitchen. He's saying, hey, here's what we need to do. Call Harry, call Bob, call Tom, call Mary. He's talking to his base on a conference call. He's saying, here's what we got to do, guys, right now, because the election could be close. So here's our plan. Here's what we do. Well, it goes out over Alexa. It can be picked up by the guy who's being recalled. And the guy who's being recalled knows the plans of his opponent. Is this far-fetched? You tell me. Now, if you were to concentrate all of those Alexas just into the United States, and I'm sure they're sold worldwide, 100 million of them would mean that if we have 330 million people in the United States, that means that one out of three has one of these. But let's say there are multiple people who live in a house, say three on average. That means if they were all in the United States, it means virtually every house would have one of these things. That means virtually every house is inside communications, gets picked up, recorded, and sent to the cloud. So what's connected to Alexa? Well, Alexa's kind of like the hub for the home network. So the wireless cameras, you know, the backyard, side yard, front yard, cameras in the house, motion detectors, window detectors, you know, in case the window's open, glass breakage detector, movement in the house. And then people have connected to them these smart thermostats. So they know, Alexa knows when you come home because you hit the home button so it doesn't send the alarm and send the police over to your house with a SWAT team. It knows that you're home because you told it by pushing the home button. You can watch what's happening through your front door camera on your smartphone while you're at work or while you're on the other side of the country. Or while you're someplace else, while you're on the bus, while you're driving your Muskmobile. All these things are connected by people who buy all of these accessories. And then you add to this the potential, and I can't figure this out. I've been trying all morning to figure this out. I'm getting conflicted information about smart glasses. So smart glasses are, they look like sunglasses with a camera and a microphone and memory and a processor. And these things see what you see. So you see a beautiful girl or a handsome guy, you just touch that side of the frame and take these pictures of this gal or guy who don't know that you are photographing them. Or you hit the button and you take a video movie of them. All clandestine, all spy operation kind of stuff. Who does this? Facebook just rolled out their glasses. Ray-Ban is in the smart glasses business now. Ray-Ban. I have a pair of Ray-Ban glasses. Mrs. Finelli bought them for me. They're aviator style. They've got, you know, a gold-colored, actually probably gold-filled frame, green lenses. There's no camera in them. There's no microphone in them. How would you like it if you walked up to someone and you started talking and it was a private conversation and they had these glasses on and they're recording what you're saying? How would you like that? And videoing it. How would you like that? Would you say if a teacher had these glasses on in a classroom and your children, young children were in the classroom, would you say that's an invasion of privacy? How about if you're at the public pool? And some pervert's got these glasses on and he's videoing all these young girls and teenage girls and other girls and ladies in their bathing suits. How would you like that?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, in 1949, George Orwell finished his book, and it was published. It's called 1984. And for those of you who have read the book or have seen the video, I'm not sure if the video is accurate or not, but it describes a world where every move is being watched by what's called Big Brother. Big Brother is a euphemism for the government. So Big Brother is watching you at home. It knows when you come home. It knows when you leave. It watches you walk down the sidewalk to work. It watches you while you're at your workstation at work. It watches you 24/7. It watches you while you sleep. And there are other old movies that show this kind of environment. And there are, they'll show antennas. Like, remember when we used to have antennas on the roof? They'd all be aimed in the same direction. That would be at the television tower. Well, so the information came from and was transmitted by the government, and the videos were and audios were returned to the government. So everybody's under the microscope. How could that happen? Well, it was allegedly fiction that was going to be unveiled in 1984. Well, here it is. I mean, it's been here for years. Decades now. But now it's out of control, right? I mean, really out of control. So, back to Donald Trump. How did some of these leaks happen? In my opinion, people who worked in the White House, people who were staffers, etc., contractors, employees, maybe even the housekeepers, maybe even the cooks. They go home from a day's worth of work, And the spouse would say, "So, honey, how was your day?"
"Oh, it's terrible.
Oh, boy, you wouldn't believe what happened today. You just wouldn't believe it." And then the discussion unfolds about the day's events at the White House. And Alexa picks that up and sends that out to the cloud. Now, who makes Alexa? Well, the people who unleashed the China genocide. The Chinese make Alexa in their factories and the associated accessories that go with it. They make it all. Now, is it possible that they could put a backdoor in the way Bill Gates put backdoors into Microsoft so they could look into your computer across the internet? Is that possible? Of course it's possible. And it's highly probable. So if the Chinese can look at Alexa and go into the cloud and hack the cloud, can you hack the cloud? Is that possible to hack the cloud? I don't know. Seems like insurance companies lose social security numbers to hackers. It seems like banks lose social security numbers to hackers. It seems like the federal government loses social security numbers and information and the dossiers about people to the hackers. It seems like companies get shut down by hackers. If it's in the cloud, can it be hacked? Can it be stolen? Of course. Does it happen on a regular basis? Of course. Wow. I'm looking at the red bars. It looks like they probably got a little bit of distortion from me. I'm looking at the traffic going between my studio here in Missouri and the internet. I'm watching it. I'm seeing the distortion, and maybe you didn't hear what I said. Could the information that's in the cloud be hacked? The answer is yes. That got out. I can see that made it to GCN. All right, so I think that the president's office could be hacked through employees going home and discussing things with their significant others. I believe that. And so the system knows your location because you have a cell phone. I don't have a cell phone, but they know other people's locations, and they listen in through Alexa. They've got the video from the cameras, and then you add to that like the Facebook glasses that can take pictures, and it's all there. Can you imagine people walking around with glasses and you're under surveillance and you don't even know it? Lucille, are you listening? So I think that's what happened in California to Larry Elder. I think the people that wanted to help him sabotaged him inadvertently because they have Alexa and its clones. I believe that.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration notified governors and mayors on Wednesday the number of Afghan evacuees their state is expected to receive in the coming weeks. The initial group of 37,000 Afghans will soon be headed to states across the country. California is projected to receive the largest number of Afghans at just over 5,200. Next is Texas at nearly 4,500. U.S.-bound flights carrying Afghans will be grounded for about another week after four cases of measles were discovered among recent arrivals in the United States. An estimated 2,600 Los Angeles Police Department employees are citing religious objections to get out of the COVID-19 vaccine requirement. In Washington State, thousands of state workers also seek similar exemptions. Colorado's Democrat Governor Jared Polis became the first sitting governor to have a same-sex wedding while holding office. Polis married his partner, Marlon Reese, on Wednesday. The two held their ceremony at the University of Colorado, Boulder. USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
One person possesses the authority to launch America's massive nuclear arsenal, the president. When America flinches and Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley takes control of the nuclear football and reports to Speaker Nancy Pelosi, treason to the American people's presidential choice should be met with decisive constitutional legal action. No one is above the president when the decision to strike or not strike needs to be made. Not some unelected military lifer. Louisiana Senator Republican John Kennedy on Fox News reminds us what happened in Myanmar could happen in the United States.
Unelected generals do not get to have their own personal foreign policies. And I think the general has conceded that he did have communications with the Chinese Communist Party and its military wing. We need to see a transcript. They need to release it in an unclassified setting with as minimal a number of redactions as possible. This is serious. This is more than just insubordination. As a people, we've decided that we want to maintain a wall between our commander-in-chief, who must be a civilian. It's the president of the United States, who is duly elected. A wall between the president and the military. And there's a reason for that. Go look at Myanmar. Go look at Guinea right now.
A forthcoming book by journalists Bob Woodward and Robert Costa claim General Mark Milley stepped way out of bounds. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So I kind of delineated my thoughts on this, and just think about this. So, let's say you are at a barbecue or a cocktail party. The way they used to have cocktail parties. I'm not talking about a drunken event. I'm just talking about, you know, people going to someone's house and a bunch, let's say 10, 15 people, 20 people show up, and neighbors and friends, and you're having a great time. And so, you know, two or three people talking, and then one person who really doesn't know the group too well kind of meanders over. So one person would typically say, hey, Toby, I'd like you to meet Mary, Tom, Bob. you know, Bob lives in a neighborhood. The others live in a neighborhood. But I just wanted you to, you know, I just wanted to introduce you to them. That'd be the polite thing to do, right? Rather than just stand there and not introduce the other people that are with you. Okay. So let's contrast that with Alexa. Alexa's running in the background, and you call someone who has an Alexa device running in the kitchen, and they happen to be in the kitchen because that's where most people spend most of their time, other than maybe when they're sleeping. So you call them, and you're on the speakerphone because they don't want to have too much electromagnetic radiation going into their skull from their smartphone. But do they tell you, do they say, hey, listen, I just want you to know there are other people in the room, and they are Alexa? Do they do that? I submit to you that that doesn't happen unless Alexa goes off and says something and starts interrupting. And then the person might say, hold on a second. Let's see if I can put a bag over Alexa's head. All right. So I've said a lot. I've told you why I think there are leaks at the government at the highest level. I told you why. I linked it to George Orwell. But here's the thing about George Orwell. Those of you who have this vivid image in your mind about George Orwell and the television screens and the microphones and the surveillance, what is not said, at least I don't think it was said because I don't remember reading this part, it doesn't say how the cameras and the microphones and the network was built, who paid for it, how it got there, who installed it. That's not mentioned. It was just there. It's already there. Well, who built the network with these Alexas and Echoes and connected to the garage door openers and the security cameras, etc.? Who paid for all that? Well, the homeowners did. They bought their own. They willingly bought into this. And this thing is almost ubiquitous. It's everywhere. Or almost, it's not at my house, but it's almost everywhere. So I don't want to take any more of your time, Kathy, with today's discussion about this privacy invasion. But do you have any comments? Does this concern you?
Yeah, yes, it does. It sure does. I mean, you're being tracked everywhere. You're being recorded. You can't go to the grocery store. You look up, there's little cameras watching you. They know what you're saying, what you're doing. And you mentioned the election. And I think before the election was over, and I don't really watch TV too much. I try to go to sources that I know will give me the truth. But one of the couples was saying when they went to vote, I think there was 24 in one precinct, that when they went there, their vote was already cast.
Yeah, so some votes aren't recorded, which is why I don't vote, why I refuse to participate in that scam, if you will, the selection scam. I refuse. Because I know what my opinion does not matter. And by the way, they call it going to the polls. That means what's your opinion? It doesn't mean your vote counts. It means what's your opinion? Who would you like if you had a say? That's how I read it. And you have to wonder, how do these least qualified, bumbling candidates, how do they possibly get picked? Is everybody that dumb? Now, there are certainly a lot of people who are dumb. And there's certainly people who voted for people I would never vote for. I know people who voted for Barry Satoro for president, Obama. How's that possible? But they did. And you know, Kathy, is an interesting thing. When you talk to people about the China virus, the people who got vaccinations, I believe, absolutely, positively believe they did the right thing. They can't really explain it, but they are absolutely adamant that it was the right thing before they got it, it was the right thing while they got it, and it was the right thing after they got it, even if they got sick. And the same thing is true with who they voted for. The people who voted for, you know, Barry. And like, I was talking to someone who was a supporter of Biden before the election. And I said to this person, you don't seem to really like Donald Trump very much. And it's like, what's there to like about him? Actually, it seems like you hate Donald Trump. What's there not to hate about Donald Trump? I mean, those are the kinds of responses that you get. And I believe that the same kind of thing is true with these Alexa assistants to your home that are snooping into everything you do. The people that have them think they're great. They love them. They love these things. Now, I know that I can turn off the light. I know I can turn on the light. I know I can set the thermostat. I know I can check the deadbolt. The last thing I want to do is have, in the cloud, someone have access to my deadbolt, my thermostat, my security system. I don't want any of that. And it seems to me, I talked about this with Mrs. Finelli, and this will probably bristle some people and they'll just shut us off. But that's okay. It seems to me that people who have these things are in a couple camps. One is they just love the latest gadget. And maybe some of them are in business that relates to that, and they have to have the latest gadget in order to conduct their business. Other people just want to have the latest gadget. Others are lazy. And it's just too hard to get up and turn that light on or off or set the locks on the door, you know. Too hard. Too hard to open the garage door. Let's open it from the cell phone two blocks away as we're approaching the house. That kind of thing. I don't get it. I really don't get it. I don't have any of those things. Do I have cameras? Yeah. But they're connected by wires. Do I have the internet? Yes, but it's connected by wires. Wires. Can my neighbor hop onto my internet Wi-Fi? Absolutely not. There's no Wi-Fi to hop onto. Because you can shut that off. And keep it off. I don't want my neighbors or... Okay. We used to have visitors come to the house. I say things like, what's your Wi-Fi password? Oh, really? You want my bank account number too? And my response is, we don't have Wi-Fi. There's no Wi-Fi here. Can you imagine somebody asking you for your password to your internet account? That's what people do. It's none of their business. You mean to tell me that they can't do without the internet while they're visiting you? What did they come to visit you for? I don't know. So we don't have those people over here anymore. Kathy, back to you.
Well, Bill, you know, when people, you were talking about people do things, I think it's hard for them to admit that they were wrong. There's a certain amount of, you have to follow your pride. If you've maybe made a mistake in the past about who you voted for or some of the decisions that you've made. So I think it takes the bigger person to look and really reflect like, yes, I did. I know personally, I look back at some of the people I voted for that I thought were trustworthy, I think in the 80s and 90s, and I come to find out that they weren't. And I regret that now. I didn't know, but I'm honest enough to admit that it was a mistake. And I also think, like, you were talking about people that like technology, and I think you're right. I think there are some people that just can't wait to get the latest new gadget, and they don't see any problem with the invasion of privacy or what that gadget might be doing. So I think you're right on both of those counts, too.
Here's how I look at that, Kathy. So some of these gadgets, let's look at these Facebook glasses, for example. They can capture audio. They can capture still pictures. They can capture and store all this and capture video. And some of this can be linked to Bluetooth. and to cell phones, and cell phones are linked to the internet, and the internet is linked to the cloud, and there it is. So it's not like somebody has a gadget in his pocket or her pocket, and it just is their gadget. Kind of like if you had an old eraser, you know, one of those that we could hold between your thumb and your forefinger that would last like a year when you were in elementary school, one of those erasers. And if that was in your pocket, it was yours, and it just kind of, it was yours. It didn't drag everybody else in. But these glasses that can record audio and video and take pictures, these Echoes, these Alexas, when you put all this together, the cameras, they drag other people in. And then you have Amazon's Ring doorbell, which makes me crazy. You know, this Ring doorbell has a camera that is aimed out from the doorbell. So if your house is across from a guy who's got a Ring doorbell, you are under surveillance all the time. And if that guy thought, well, you know, I'm really concerned about people walking around the neighborhood, so I'll just link it to Wi-Fi and I'll let the police have access to it. Now the police are looking at your front door 24/7 if they want to. So it's not just like that eraser in somebody's pocket that is just a gadget for that particular guy or gal. It is something that drags other people in unknowingly and unwittingly and willingly. So I'm afraid that, I don't want to say what I would do if I had a neighbor who had a Ring doorbell aimed at my house. I don't want to say what I would do. But y'all know. Y'all know that I wouldn't be happy. Yeah. I'm thinking a piece of tape over it would be kind of nice. I'm thinking spray paint would be a little more extreme. And I'm thinking looking at it as a bullseye would be even more extreme. I'm not going to say what I would do. But I wouldn't like it. And I would start with calling them up and saying, do you know what this thing does? How about I aim my spotlight at your house? Actually, your bedroom. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my
when you go to the
season.
For 2 seconds, during
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, do these people who decided to buy these assistants, you know, Alexa, etc., and the associated gadgets, do they have a right to do that? Yeah, they do. And do they have a right to include you without your permission when you call them up and they've got this thing running in their kitchen and they're on the speakerphone with you in the kitchen? Do they have the right to do that without your knowledge? I say no. Do people have a right to photograph you in public, you know, with spy technology? I say no. Do they? Yeah, they do. Now, if you go to go into a store and they've got this little sign that, you know, shows a picture of a camera telling you that you're under surveillance, and you walk in there, well, you've made that decision knowing that you're under surveillance. But to be under surveillance without your knowledge, I think, is an egregious offense, and I don't like it. So now here's the question, and this is the dilemma that I personally have. What am I going to do about it? What am I going to do if I find that people whom I know have these devices running and they could be running when I'm on a call with them? Let's say I'm going to call them and talk about what we're going to talk about on the air, you know, the next time that that person is on the air with me, you know, a private conversation, what we're going to talk about. And then I find out that the connection gets blown up when I'm on the air because it's already known, because they have an Alexa or one of these devices that's been snooped on, captured, recorded, etc., and they know on the 21st of the month I'm going to be talking about something that they don't want to be discussed, meaning the people who are listening in on Alexa. So I get shut down. Now, so my dilemma is, how do I respond to that? Do I just say, you know what, I'd love to talk to you, but I can't? Or do I just say, well, you have the right to have Alexa and these spy technologies, and that's, you know, I'm just going to have to deal with your wanting to have them? Or do they say, Vinny, I respect your privacy, and I'm going to do the right thing, and I'm going to throw the Alexa in the trash can, or sell it on Craigslist or eBay? So it's a dilemma, and I'm not going to tell other people what to do, but I am certainly going to make a decision as to what I do. Kathy, do you have any comments about that?
Vince, I think this whole thing has sort of made people realize who, it's made them aware of what's really going on for me. And I've just decided that my friends, I'm trying to stay closest with my friends that are like-minded. And I think if you ask somebody, like with your situation, if you can ask them and tell them how you feel, you know, if they're a true friend, they will respect your feelings and honor what you ask them. But for me personally, it's not like, I mean, I have lost friends. I will say through all this, and I'm just trying to stay with my closest friends and people that are like-minded. And honestly, right now, I am just trying to prepare. I had my little grandson over yesterday, and it was a teaching experience. We went out to the garden, and we picked tomatoes, and we saw a monarch caterpillar, and we saw ladybugs, and we talked about where the food comes from, and I let him pick raspberries, and we fed the fish, and we talked about how to take care of a pond, and I'm just trying to teach him because I want him to hopefully remember if he gets older, if he's in that situation. So I can't do a lot with a lot of these other people, but the ones that I know are truly on my side. I know we won't agree 100% on everything, but to me, I think if they're genuine friends, then they will honor that request.
Kathy, I was thinking about a story about a person who I know and you know, without mentioning any names. And this person was involved in a group that, you know, had social activities together. We can call it playing cards, if you will. They get together every once in a while and play cards. And there was a stance on the vaccine. And so some of the people were pro-vaccine. I'm talking about the vaccine against the China genocide. And other people said they weren't going to get the vaccine. And so the group is now divided. If you don't get the vaccine, you can't play. Is that true, or is that my imagination?
That's true. That happened to me. Yeah. So me and my husband are on the outside, which is fine.
So it's more than Alexa. There are a lot of things. It's Democrat versus Republican. It's vaccine versus no vaccine. It's Alexa versus, you know, less technology. It's spying versus privacy. And it's even bigger than that. We'll be right back.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.